This is WPR News. Can't decide who's wrong or right. I guess we both must be wrong this time. You'll blame me, I'll say it was you, but in reality there's nothing left to do but... Singer-songwriter Joanne Parker started her music career at age 2, singing in her church in the small community of Mellon in Wisconsin's Northwoods.
Since then, she's grown into a chart-topping blues and Americana artist. Parker's 2023 album, Roots, was number 10 on the Billboard Blues chart when it was released.
She's hoping for similar success with her upcoming album, Lifelines, which explores stories and lessons gathered with age. It drops later this month, and Parker will perform an album release show in Hayward on May 15th.
For a look at the new album, Lifelines, and her journey as a musician, Joanne Parker joins us now. Joanne, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your childhood growing up in the beautiful North Woods and how it influenced the person you are today as a musician.
Well, my early history is completely different starting point than where I have ended up today, but it still, I think, gave me a good background. So I started piano lessons when I was 4. I started singing in church. My mom was the church pianist. And so I started singing. She tells me I was 2 and a half the first time I ever sang in front of a crowd there at church. And so music's just been always part of who I am. The discipline of it really helped. I think I became a music teacher eventually and then got back into church music and then, of course, becoming a band leader. So that early discipline of piano lessons, and then I picked up trumpet and a few other band instruments, and that really helped me with what I do today. But as far as stylistically, I am completely in a different spot. My mom and dad grew up, I listened to a lot of oldies. We listened to Super Gold Saturday Night, and my mom loved Southern gospel music, so like the Gaither Trio. So I think the biggest part of those influences were those harmonies. I really grew to love harmony and a really strong melody from that music. And so that I can see really being an influence. And then there was my uncle who was a bachelor. And so he would take me on trips and I would spend a lot of time with him. And he loved all kinds of music. And so that's kind of where I got introduced to rock and roll. My mom and dad didn't really listen to that stuff. So they're probably not even still... don't know what I was listening to with Larry, but, you know, a lot of those early blues influences, but through rock and roll came in there. But then later in life, that's where I really discovered blues and got a lot deeper into the music. So, but the harmonies and the strong melodies were always there. And that is definitely noticeable in my writing.
The title of this album, Lifelines, it seems like there's a double meaning there. I mean, you've said this album is a reminder that getting older is a gift. What have you learned with age that has made its way onto this album?
Just being comfortable with who I am. I didn't start doing this particular, you know, band leading writing till it was about 13 years ago, and I'm 47. And so it was much later in life. And I think that gives me a much different perspective than being a 19-year-old trying to go out and make it in music. When I first started out, I kind of tried to put myself into a genre, put myself into a look, kind of make an image for myself because I thought that that's what I needed to do after turning 40. And then just, I've done a lot of healing, a lot of work on myself over the last 5 years, I would say. And as that healing has come, I have really been able to figure out my identity, who I really am, what I really love to do, what I'm made to do, and just being okay with being that person.
Yeah.
And I think raising teenagers too, when you're helping teenagers become, you know, figure out who they are.
Yeah.
It's been really good for me, and I homeschool as well. And so I've been kind of relearning things that I don't think I got a good grasp on as a teenager. And so all of those things have really, you know, there's a song written to my children on that, in this record, where I, you know, I'm kind of admitting to them that I wasn't the greatest mom. I don't think I was the best mom I could have been, but I wasn't well when mm-hmm. they were young. And so I wrote them this song to just kind of apologize, but to also say, like, I hope that you are able now as you go out into your adulthood to see that I did the best I could and I really love you and that, you know, we're all growing together kind of. So there's a lot of things on this record that reflect those feelings, I think, and just want to empower other people to feel that too.
I hope you know I've always done all that I could do to make you feel special and appreciated.
How do they respond to that song, Think of Me?
Well, I think when I played it for them the first time, I was at a show and they were there. They don't come to all my shows because they're busy. But I said, I'm going to debut this song. And my mom heart was kind of hoping for maybe a tear or two, but it was more like maybe when they're older.
Let's bring this home to Wisconsin. You've got a song titled When You Get to Milwaukee, and it is chock full of Wisconsin. Let's take a listen.
No, I won't be shopping down at Mayfair Mall, and you won't have to go down to Lake Michigan. I won't be on my best friend's boat. When you get to Milwaukee, I wish I could see your face when you see your permanently parked over at the neighbor's place.
It sounds like you're getting a lot off your chest in that song. What's up with, please divulge, what's up with Milwaukee?
Nothing. I have a song on my last record called Scotty Girl, and it just kind of took off, and it's all these references to, being from Wisconsin, and I just wanted, that's just a totally fun song. We used to go to Milwaukee when I was a kid. We would take little mini vacations there. And so I was just thinking about, hey, that would be kind of fun to just include all those Wisconsin references. For the other side of the state, I also get a few comments from people because I grew up in the woods, from city people who go, wait, that's not my Wisconsin. And I thought, okay, well, let's involve the urban Wisconsinites as well.
Gotta be even-handed here.
Yeah.
I appreciate how you show your own vulnerability on these songs. And I'm wondering if your own music, has helped you through difficult times, has helped in healing.
Oh, definitely. Actually writing stuff down. Because I always said, oh, I can't write. And then once somebody encouraged me to just start and try, after that, I realized just getting that out of yourself and saying those things, saying what you're afraid of, saying where you feel like you're not very good or not, you're not going to be very successful or haven't been. That's the beginning of healing. And so for me, just to write them out and get them out there. And I never wanted the spotlight on myself my whole life. I loved performing, but also I'm an introvert. And so I think that really helped me become more vulnerable on stage, was just starting with, I'm going to write this, kind of pretend it's about somebody else. or mix it up with somebody else's story, just a human general story. But just to write it out and say it and sing it in front of people, that really opened me up. And it was a big help to me.
Who is Joanne Parker on stage? I mean, you talk about feeling like you're an introvert. Who are you as a live performer, and what kind of energy do you like to bring to the stage?
That has changed a lot over the years, too. At first, I became somebody that I wasn't. Parker's my maiden name. I took that as a stage name. I think it was partially just to become somebody else, which kind of helped me at first to go, well, this is me over here, and then this is me on stage. And I think a lot of performers do that. They talk kind of about their alter ego, right? They go out there and they become this other person. And so I started out that way. I started out singing really into the blues, and so that was a little different than what I do now. But energy-wise, over the last few years, as I have healed, I had to reframe what I do. And I had a counselor who told me one time that what really helped me was him to saying, I kept feeling this guilt over what I did because I had this kind of idea that I shouldn't, I don't know if that don't get above your raising kind of thing, right? Like don't act better than you are. And so I would always struggle with that. Am I doing that? Am I being prideful? And then my counselor told me, he goes, you have been given a gift and God gave you this gift. And actually, if you think of it as it's your duty to give it away, you're actually taking it and you're giving now a gift to people. And that reframed it for me because I never used to look people in the face. Uh-huh. I could go out and I would put myself in a box and just separate myself from the people. Mm-hmm. And now I am able to go, I want to engage with each person. And so I engage with fans. And so much more relaxed. I'm definitely much more relaxed, but every performance is the same as far as there could be five people or 5,000. You're going to get the same energy. You're going to get the same involvement from me because It's also for me, and I stopped feeling bad about that. You know, like that I can enjoy this, and this is for me too. And so it's just become much more enjoyable for me to perform in the last few years.
Joanne, thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Joanne Parker is a singer-songwriter born and raised in Mellon, Wisconsin. We talked about her new blues and Americana album. It's called Lifelines. Parker will be playing a show this weekend in Fond du Lac and will be holding an official Northwoods album release show in Hayward on May 15th. We're going out on the track, Laundromat Girl.